It's starting to warm up a little bit around the Hunter, and if you'd like to find out what's doing in the fishing category, it's time to have a word to our local angling expert, Nick Brunney. Nick, how are you? And Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. I'm great. I've just spent the last two afternoons, one at St Clair and one at Glenmore.
What have you been catching up there, mate?
I've been chasing the bass. Plenty of bass on the over the weed beds there at St Clair. Went up the Forebrook Arm, but couldn't find too much up there. Came back into the main basin and found plenty of fish there on throwing beetle spins and a few fish on the surface when the sun went down.
Mate, we've had a fair bit of rain recently. Has that helped?
Yeah, I think it has. That rising dam's really put the fish sort of up onto the edges, especially first thing in the morning and late in the afternoon. So they're up there feeding, sort of getting onto that new ground, and those bugs and worms and things that are sort of going underwater, they're up there foraging for them. But unfortunately, all that water really does rule the rivers out. They're pretty they're up and pretty dirty at the moment, so I have to wait till they slow down a bit to chase some fish in the rivers.
All right. And you got any competitions coming up very soon?
There's a few family. There's a family bassin one at the end of January. That's our first one for the year. And this year is a huge calendar right through the year, pretty much all over Australia. A heap of local events. At St Clair and Glenbourne again. Glenbourne fished really good yesterday afternoon. In amongst the ginormous rain shower, the boat's actually out now in the driveway, drying out. But, yeah, again, a heap of fish there over the weed beds and some really good fish on the surface just as that sun was going down. So plenty of fish and not a lot of people around. I'm not sure where everyone's gone, but St Clair and Glenbourne for this time of year were fairly quiet on the camping and boating side.
Well, it's interesting. We know nobody's going overseas and you can hardly go interstate. Maybe everyone's just sitting at home. There's a great opportunity to get out and catch a feed of fish, you reckon?
Oh, definitely. There's plenty of fish out there and they're all good size. No, in my last two sessions, the last two afternoons, I haven't caught a fish sort of under 30 centimetres. So they've all been healthy fish and really on the bite.
All right. Well, it sounds like things are going on nicely for the fishing out there around the Hunter Valley. Get out there and drop a line in. Nick, look forward to catching up with you more throughout the summer to find out what's happening in the fishing holes.
Yeah, definitely. I'll be around.